Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. It's Friday night, and guess what I'm doing? I'm podcasting with you for the first time in November of the year 2018, and what an honor and privilege it is to spend my Friday night with you. This is before I head out to the gym with my workout partner, Tommy. And I have to tell you, I don't need the motivation, but when you're with somebody that's upping his game or getting to another level of fitness in their life, and they're always inviting you and inspiring you. You know what? It helps. Usually people come to me for that kind of help. And I think my level of fitness is advanced. But, you know, when you're talking about a 25-year-old man who's in great shape, I'm just a little kitten next to him. But what I'm saying is that you always want to be the lesser. You don't want to be the greater. You always want to be with people that are better than you, smarter than you, stronger than you. You never want to be the best in the room. And you certainly don't want to have the prettiest house on the block. And I don't. Trust me, I don't. I'm still dealing with the effects of Hurricane. I even forget the name of her name. But it was a her. And in any case, I'm on my way to the gym on a Friday night. I know. And I'm excited is the worst part. And we have a whole itinerary, which we discussed at breakfast today. Life is good. Life is really good because when you live in that form where going out and, you know, the next bar is not the thing you talk about, because frankly, if that's what you look forward to on the weekends and that's it, it's a pretty empty life. It's a pretty shallow goal. Do you have to have a goal? No, you don't. But just sometimes sitting in stillness is a bigger privilege than getting drunk at a bar. It's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. So this podcast is impromptu. Those are my fave. And the reason I'm doing this podcast 5 minutes before I get on a Stairmaster, and by the way, I'm changing it up today because there's no Grant, there's no Mace. We're doing a whole new different thing. And for the first time, I'm going to go and take a shower in front of the jellyfish at Anatomy. And speaking of Anatomy, Anatomy Midtown will be opening this month. I'm expecting a huge party at the end of the month. They don't want to tell anybody, but I know they have a date. I'm so excited for Mark and Chris and Randy and the team that I've been spending my life with for the past 2.5 years. Really, those people have been an extended family to me and my son. So I'm really excited for them in the Midtown opening. If you are not a member at a gym and you're looking to do that, go and make sure you say this podcast sent you there. This way I can get all kinds of free stuff. No, I'm just kidding. Go there. There is no gym like this place. There just isn't. Trust me. Because all businesses are based on human beings. And the human beings in this place, I've never met people like that in my life. And I am half of a century old almost. So I can speak from experience. I've met a lot of people. The human beings in this business, there's not a lot of people like that. This podcast is because every time I receive an email or a text or a repost or whatever that says, thank you, or you changed my whatever, my job, my life, my marriage, my kids, my parenting, my fitness, whatever. I get so happy. I really get, I even get a little bit ashamed. I feel like, oh, well, people do listen to me. But here's the truth. Then I get really sad because I wish I could make more of an impact. You see, my father worked on radio and television. So one commercial of his, it was viral. It was so powerful. It was so impacting because he reached so many people. I am very grateful for the reach that I have. I cannot underestimate what I've done in a very short time and late in the game. But I wish I could do more. And that's where the kind of bittersweet comes in. I wish I could impact more. I sometimes feel like I don't have enough time, but this is something I tell my clients all the time. Just put your head down and work and you'll get there. And that's what I do every day. I am what I do every single day. And oh, wow, somebody's calling into the podcast. Hi. Bye. That's weird. Since the elections, we've had a whole bunch of people calling the podcast line and telling me who to vote for. There it is. I think I dropped the call. Anyway, I'm not very techie, but I already voted. If you haven't voted, go out to vote. I mean, it's your country. It's your life. It doesn't matter what you do every single day. Without your vote, it's kind of futile. So go out and vote. If you need help on the information for what to vote for or what it means, there's help in the room. If not, just call me and we'll do it together. This podcast is about that, is about sometimes feeling defeated, but continuing notwithstanding the feeling of defeat. In other words, when you're making a certain amount of money and you wish you could make more money, your back is up against the wall. And also, like, you want to lose weight and you got to eat every single day and you don't have time to prep food and you don't have money to buy organic and all this shit. Listen, it's a tough place, but you got to put your head down and grind. Grind is not one of my favorite words at all. As a matter of fact, it's a big joke in my house, the word grind. But yeah, I just wanted to share with you, I also feel defeated sometimes. I am so grateful when people quote my podcast, replay my podcast, share my podcast, because it means a lot to me. I put in a lot of effort. I'm so grateful for the commercials and the sponsors that I have for this podcast. I mean, I'm a one-man show. If you hear the weird pitches, the weird glitches, I'm a one-man show. And I also am not very gifted with technology. I have a wonderful young lady who works at the accounting firm that I own who helps me out on the side. So this is really like, you know, homegrown, local love. It's something that I'm proud of, but I just wanted to share with you, I am humbled beyond belief with the things that I hear about my podcast. So I also wanted to share with you, tomorrow I will be, this podcast is going to go up on Monday. It's Friday. It's going to go up on Monday for safety reasons, and I'll tell you why. I have become the new brand ambassador for H&H Jewels. And H&H Jewels is a very interesting place, and I'm learning so much about it. And I love history. I don't know if you guys have heard that podcast, If Walls Could Talk. I love learning about things. I love when people teach me. You know, at my age, teaching me is not easy. So I always have to go to somebody older, smarter, better. That's why I'm always the somebody older, smarter, better, and sometimes younger. You know, sometimes I meet people that are younger than me that have a wealth of information. And, you know, for me, age is just a number. I'm not an ageist. Remember, my former boyfriend was 11 years younger than I am. So, yeah, I forfeited on dating somebody older than me with that situation. But I feel that if you can learn from someone or something, a business experience, an engagement, a relationship, then juice it, you know. Anyway, H&H Jewels, it's in Coconut Grove. I mean, you know the song Pretty Woman or the movie Pretty Woman where Richard puts on the ruby necklace on her neck and she just freaks out. Well, even when he opens the box, she freaks out. It's a $250,000 necklace and she's going to wear it out. I've never worn anything like that. I mean, H himself put $1 million bauble on my neck and I almost died. I really was a little nervous. I wore it in the store, but now that I'm going to be working with them, I'm actually insured. I will be going out with the jewelry representing his brand, his vision, his family, his life. And I'm very excited about that because not because I'm just a girl and wish Pretty Woman would happen to me. Of course, I want that dream to come true for me. But I get to share something that's fantastic. And the funny thing about me is I'd rather eat shit than do something I don't want to do. I'd rather eat shit. I mean, I'm known for walking out or stopping the music immediately when it's something I don't want to do. I am very privileged in that sense. Most people have a hard time saying no. I have no issues saying no, because every time you say no, you become a leader. So this weekend, for the first time, I will be wearing H&H Jewels out. I'm going to go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation Ball together with a very good friend of mine, and Wyclef will be there, and all kinds of exciting people will be there. And Make-A-Wish is such a great thing for me because I'm a push-up queen. And you know, Sharif and Gabrielle are people that I work with at Anatomy as well, and I really believe in what they're doing. So I'll be wearing a beautiful dress from Shop Splash, of course, ask Yvette for help, and the beautiful jewelry from H&H. So look for that post. But more than that, I wanted to warn you, in the next year or so, I will be teaching you about H&H. I will be teaching you about gems and getting iced. I mean, H is actually going to keep me on ice. Oh, I feel like J-Lo in a way, or Cardi B. And I'm so excited because I know a lot about a lot, but I don't know a lot about jewelry. And I don't know a lot about the history of jewelry. What I do know is that I'm attracted to black diamonds. I'm attracted to diamonds. I don't like emeralds, and I never have. Maybe it's just the way I feel about the color green. And I can't wait to learn about this and the quality and the differences and the cuts and all that stuff. The diamond that I have for my wedding with my ex-husband, I got the second time around after the whole debacle of my marriage falling apart. But the point is it's a huge diamond. For me, it was a big diamond. Now that I'm trying on all this stuff, it's like, whoa. I mean, people walk around with like 20 carat diamonds and stuff. I mean, that's pretty cool. So my life is in danger, is what I'm trying to say. I'll be walking around with security and insurance. And I'll be able to tell you after the events, when I wore that beautiful piece, whatever that is. I am so excited. What an awesome responsibility. I'm not a pretty woman just yet. I still have hope, but I'm going to feel like a pretty woman, and you're going to watch. So if you have heard my podcast and you have sent me an email and you have congratulated me and you have walked up to me, and people walk up to me all the time and quote me, which is kind of scary, but I have to tell you, thank you. You're the real champ for listening to podcasts, for caring about yourself. Because you know what? The stuff I talk about is really about self. I mean, yeah, I chit-chat about Miami and movies and Barbara and all that stuff. But it's really about self and bettering yourself. So good for you. Thank you. Let's keep the goodness flowing and keep it going. And I'm just so grateful. Have the best November ever. I'm sure I will talk to you one more time, at least in this month. And look for me. I'm going to be pretty woman. I just can't even believe it. What a great Friday. Like, really, Friday, I'm in love. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, REVETE. I'm on Facebook, ATREVETE Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me. There is no question you are what you eat. At least the people on LunchologyMiami.com believe that. They are Miami's boutique health food company, delivering delicious prepared meals to keep you, your family, and your workplace focused on what matters. And that's a healthy lifestyle. Shop through their ocean lovers, meat lovers, plant lovers menu. Decide whether you want 3, 4, 5 days of healthy meals, or once or twice daily. I believe I am what I eat, and I only eat the best. LunchologyMiami.com.